Let me ask, do you think it's all right for a woman to make it her exclusive career goal to be a wife and mother? Or is she wasting her talents to do that? I remember a college senior who came to see me about that specific question. We talked about various job opportunities and the possibility of her going to graduate school. Then she suddenly paused and looked over her shoulder. She kind of leaned forward toward me and said almost in a whisper, "May I be completely honest with you?" I said, "Sure, Julie, there's no one here but us. You can say anything you want." "Well," she said in a hushed tone, "I don't want to have a career at all. What I really want is to be a full-time wife and mother." I said, "Why do you say it like it's some kind of big secret? It's your life. What's wrong with doing with it whatever you want?" "Are you kidding?" she said. "If my professors and my classmates at the university knew that's what I wanted, they'd laugh me out of school." How unfortunate that a young woman should have to apologize for wanting to have babies and devote herself to their care for a few years. That way of life has been honored and respected for centuries. Now, not every woman chooses that role, of course, and some are more interested in a career. Others have no plans to marry at all. That's all right, too. But those who do elect to be full-time stay-at-home moms should not be ashamed to admit it, even on a university campus.
You can find more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.